This conference will now be recorded.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the September 21st, 2003 Citizens Ethics Advisory Board meeting. We will begin with roll call. Beth Cook.
Here.
Mary Bigelow.
Here.
Charles Triasano.
Here.
Karen Christiana.
Here.
Jason Farrell.
Here.
Cheryl Lipson.
Here.
Michelle Mullins.
Here.
Laura Schuyler.
Here.
Very good. Thank you. Full house today. First order of business is the meeting minutes from our August 17th regular meeting. Can I get a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Thank you, Cheryl. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Charles. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining?
Abstaining.
Thank you. That motion passes. All right, and now we'll need a motion and a vote just from the nominating committee to approve the minutes of the August 17th meeting of the nominating committee, which is made up of Charles, Cheryl, and Laura. Can I get a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
I get a second? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? All right, that motion passes. So it's going three of you. All right, chairperson's report. That is me. We have our hearing officer for October. Thank you very much. I mean, yes.
Yes.
But did you hear the good news?
I think I have that.
That there are no hearings for October.
Yay.
Yes. Does that mean that would like to volunteer for November?
Good pitch.
Try. So we do need a hearing officer for the November hearing, which will be at least the 9th. November 9th.
So early.
I know, it feels like the these hearings feel like they move earlier.
I don't know what I have, but fine.
You don't know what you have?
I don't.
Check your paper calendar?
I need my paper. I need to hold this. It's here. And then I filed it, so I'm sure it is a problem. I was going to
add to it.
You have no idea how these things have saved my life. Okay, Smarty, I'll volunteer.
Thank you, Cheryl.
You're welcome.
Cheryl is agreeing to the 9th.
But Dina's going to be my backup just in case.
I will be your backup. Any day I'll be your backup. Next item on the agenda. Peter, will I kick this over to you?
Or you can start and then I will.
All right. So as many of you know, today we have two departing board members whom we will miss very, very much. Michelle Mullins and Karen Christiana have been with us for, when did you come on, Michelle? It's like 3 or 4 years. Oh, did you say 2017?
Yes. Right after me.
And Karen's been with us for at least 3 years.
2019, yes.
4 years.
4 years. Oh, 4 years. Oh, my goodness. And have been really important parts of this organization. And Michelle, it has been awesome to have you as vice chair. And I will very much miss your no-nonsense approach to ethics. And I will channel it. And I will think of you when we have discussions. Thank you to both of you for your service.
Please, it was great for me. We were just discussing that. I learned something every meeting. You know, we forget, and you guys work incredibly hard, and it was nice to see, you know, to get into it and to see what you do every day. So I want to thank you. Thank all of you.
Thank you. It's an honor to have served with you both, and we have a parting gift for you.
And I also want to pitch in here and thank you on behalf of the staff for your service. It's been great having you. It's always good to receive feedback. I think, you know, We, when we deal with these matters, it's important to receive thoughtful input from our board members and support in what everything we do. So we really appreciate your service. And
yes, we have to.
We must.
Should we leave from here and go there?
We have small token of appreciation.
Thank you. I feel like I should be giving you all gifts. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mark.
And for the record, these are invisible gifts. So.
We got a special feeling.
We got opinions on them. We're good.
I missed that whole thing. I was talking to them.
These are permissible.
Oh, I know. So I'm okay. I'll feel better driving home. Thank you.
That was a good delivery, too. Yes, it was. All right. So the next item on the agenda, in case anybody else has anything they want to add. Next item on the agenda is the legal division report. So Brian, we will turn that over to you.
Good afternoon, board members. Brian O'Dowd for the record. I don't have anything to add to the legal division report. It was a relatively straightforward reporting period. I do note that Melissa sent a memo to everyone yesterday. It came last night. Hopefully people received it. If you didn't read it, that's absolutely fine. I wasn't planning on doing a presentation on it. These were just some issues that came up at the last board meeting. And read through it. If you have any questions, call me, email me. And if I feel that I need to address it again at another subsequent board opinion, I can always do that. But I just tried to kind of lay out what the law is, the current law is, with respect to those three issues that, if I remember correctly, were the ones that came up. So again, feel free to call me, email me if you have any questions about it. We could always discuss it in the future. And if you have any other questions about anything else in the legal division report, I'd be happy to take those questions now.
Thank you, Brian. And thank you for circulating that memo. It's really important to the board to get the feedback from you and the information and on this and all of the topics. So thank you for keeping us educated. We appreciate it.
Would it make sense for us to do a declaratory opinion on it?
On
this whole issue of administrative lobbying. I mean, there was enough, we had enough questions amongst the board to raise the issue and to have you go back a second time and have to do even more.
Sure.
So the opinions are a little bit, our prior opinions are older. Would it make sense for us to do something more current?
We generally don't do those types of declaratory rulings anymore. No. We used to.
Yeah.
We stopped doing so specifically at the request of the former head of enforcement, TJ Jones, years ago for reasons of the appeals process, et cetera. So we stopped doing that. I think now it might be, given that the law is pretty clear in this area, even though these opinions are older, it might just be necessary to, you know, package this stuff and get it out more in the education realm.
Okay.
So, and I could certainly work with Sarah to maybe come up with some, you know, one sheet, two sheet kind of explanations of this stuff, just to make people more aware of exactly what the law is in this area.
Yeah, I think, there's been enough effort put in recently on this issue that I think it probably is not a bad idea for us. I may be alone in that, but to kind of put some information out. And I'm fine if we do it through the educational vehicle.
So I think my suggestion would be that we create a subcommittee on the issue, because I do think that there's still a lot of confusion and concern around application. And I think if we jump to education without having addressed those pieces, that may still exist. So, and this is an issue in which I'm particularly interested. So I'd be happy to serve on, if we could have a subcommittee on the issue. Do you have thoughts on that, Peter and Seth?
It's up to the board to decide if it wishes to establish a subcommittee. It just has to be on the record. This will have to be noticed activity.
Well, what about board members? What are your thoughts on you know, further discussing this issue or addressing it or jumping right to education
or not?
Or not?
I I don't think it's a bad idea to study it better and have a subcommittee meeting with people who are knowledgeable in the law.
I agree, Tom.
I'm leaving, but I definitely agree and would be on the subcommittee if I were here.
Shelby, we can find a car.
We can put a phone there.
Michelle, we can find a car about.
Independent contractor.
So it sounds like.
It'll be open to the public.
Maybe I'll do that.
She'll be a public. She'll be the public.
That's right, she'll be the public.
So let's do that. I mean, it's an issue about, which it's an issue that I am particularly interested in and still sort of struggle with in terms of what the law says and the practical application.
I think anytime we have that many questions that come up and have to put out that many different memos to educate us, we probably need to address it.
One thing I would suggest, though, is we need to figure out precisely what we're forming the subcommittee for. Because if you remember, the initial presentation was with respect to state contracting and whether that state contracting was administrative lobbying. And then the questions there started to kind of spawn out and spread out, and now we're dealing with general lobbying stuff. So the question would be, what precisely are we setting the subcommittee up for? What issue to deal with? Yeah. Because some of this stuff in here didn't have anything to do necessarily with state contracting. It was, you know, why is lobbying, you know, why is there an intent-based standard with respect to lobbying? So that's much broader than the question of just state contracting. So I think the board just needs to kind of figure out exactly what the issue is that the subcommittee is being set up to kind of address.
Thank you for that, Brian. And I think from my perspective, I think the issue is the application of the administrative lobbying rule with respect to agencies and their regulated communities. I think there's, at least from my perspective, there's a lot of issues there.
I think that's broadly stated to capture a lot of the concerns or questions that were asked.
Yeah, and I'd even be interested in getting feedback from some of the agencies and some folks in the regulated communities, because I have my own experience, which is relatively narrow, but I think in order to look at this issue sort of broadly and see its impact across all the agencies, you know.
And I think that's part of the issue that's happened, is that we started out with what we thought was a narrow lane, and it's a little bit bigger than we thought. And it can mean a lot of different things. So I think we need to carve out some parameters.
My only question is, because is this kind of an informational subcommittee, are we changing any rules at this time, or is this simply to just broaden the understanding? And if we invite folks to speak to the subcommittee, just like we did, for example, in Municipal Ethics Subcommittee, we've had folks from CCM and COST. So is this, the plan is to do simply an informational type of?
I think informational with maybe the end goal of looking at our regulatory language and seeing within the statute, right, within the authority that we have, is there a way we can add any clarity?
I would say, I wouldn't go there yet. I would say we're looking at informational to see if there's a need to go further.
Okay, I'm with you.
Because I think that gets us out of some stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Is that else?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
So can any discussion, any further discussion on that? Then can I have a motion that we create a subcommittee for the purpose of studying administrative lobbying with respect to, I said it well before, I don't think I can say it well again. Somebody's recording this, it's somewhere in there.
It dealt with the application of the administrative lobbying rules.
Thank
that what you, that's
yes,
what you originally
essentially
said.
What, thank you, Brian. I was waiting for someone to rescue me.
And the regulated entities.
And right. Yes, all of that.
So move.
Thank you.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? That motion passes. And thank you all for saving me from myself. All right, we will move on to Mark Wasilewski in the Enforcement Division.
Thank you, Chair Castrico. Not too much at all, other than what's in the enforcement report. We did wrap up the lobbying initiatives and the SFI initiatives in pretty good stead. We continue to work hard doing our confidential matters, and we're also doing a lot of background checks for the governor's office regarding appointments, and also we're helping with the process to fill the attorney position that's recently been posted. And I want to thank you for allowing us to add the two audits to the agenda for today, which are coming up next. Thank you. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to field them at this time.
Questions for Mark? All right. And we will move on to the lobbyist audit report. That is Mark Creighton and Carol Langevin.
Thank you, Chair Castrico. Good afternoon, board members. This is Carol Langevin for the record, Associate Accounts Examiner. In your packet, I'll be speaking about Connecticut Prevention Network, Inc. We have two findings from this audit, one quarterly report filing in 2022 that was one day late. And the second finding that we have is an understatement to communicator totaling $2,127 in 2020. This understatement was amended to correct the discrepancy, and no other issues were noted. We're happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Carol? All right. Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve the lobbyist audit report for Connecticut Prevention Network, Inc.?
So moved.
Second?
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? That motion passes. Thank you. And now on to the second report.
Thank you. Good afternoon, board members. Mark Creighton, Deputy Ethics Enforcement Officer for the record. In your packet, you have the audit report for Jand Inc. doing business as Warby Parker. There are two findings. The first finding in 2021, they understated payments to their communicators by $52,648. And in 2022, they overstated payments to their communicators by $7,861. In both instances, they have amended the filings to correct the overstatement and the understatement. Happy to answer any questions if there are any.
Questions, Kumar?
Have you given them any guidance on how to keep their books?
So,
pretty substantial.
It is, and it's something that they overlooked, and during our discussions, that's how they figured out that they overlooked it. So,
thank you.
Too busy sending out free eyeglasses for you.
Try.
Snatches me a bunch.
You bet us. Peter's not going to allow us.
Oh dear. Sugar. No more food here.
Can I get a motion to approve the lobbyist audit report for so Jand Inc. DBA Warby Parker?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? That motion passes. Thank you both. And now we are on to Sarah for Education Communication.
Good afternoon, Chair Castrico and board members. It is wonderful to see so many of you today in person. For the record, I'm Sarah Clark. I am the Director of Education and Communications. This month, we, in our very small but mighty unit, welcomed Attorney Jennifer Montgomery to our cause, and she has been assisting me we've commenced work on reworking the lobbyist guides that are posted on our website, because we would like to make them easier to understand and also advertise their existence to our lobbyist community. We've done some major trainings this month, especially with the Lieutenant Governor's Office. And yesterday we were over at the Legislative Office Building with the Auditors of Public Accounts. Via our liaison newsletter this past month, we made a push for updating policies and statements for our local agencies, and we've had a number of calls and emails precipitate from that. So we've been working, Peter and I, together to ensure that these separate agencies are either creating their own statements, policies, or beefing theirs up into things that are going to be further restrictive than just the code and not just restatements of the Connecticut Code of Ethics. I am currently mastering the website. So as you'll see, there have been some small cosmetic changes being created, and I will be continuing that overhaul as part of our strategic plan. Also, work continues preparing for the 2024 legislative session and expanding our outgoing communication. Lastly, however, it was first in my written report, I have created new posters that are going to be hung in our lobby, and as I will pass them around, but just newer puns on some of our issue coverage. So that way the people who come into our office, which by and large are the lobbyist community versus just the general public. So they're more geared towards, you know, gifts and things like that. But the program that the office is so kindly given me a paid subscription to has a lot of funny templates that actually, if you just switch a couple of the words around, make good back reminders about obeying the code of ethics or complying with the code of ethics. So we will be resetting that office after our reconstruction is completed, which I'm sure Peter is going to cover in his report. But so that was the delay of it actually being, you know, able to be presented today. But thank you very much. And if you have any questions, I'm here to answer them.
Thank you, Sarah. And thank you for breathing new life into.
Yeah, definitely. No, definitely. Yes.
And to follow up on the note about the reconstruction, I walked into Peter's office and it was empty. And I thought,
oh, no.
Worse. So, Peter, why don't you tell
sure.
us what's going on?
And thank you. Well, yeah, I know. Spoiler alert. I know. Actually, it's kind of interesting. We've been expecting, you know, the reconfiguration of our final workstations. Sarah already noted that put post-its in our lobby to for the posters, and boom, big thing happened. So some of you already know, you know, following the heavy rains that we experienced last week. It happened actually last Thursday afternoon. I discovered some water seepage under my desk. Started looking around, touching the floor, and it was all wet along the wall, going in, well, throughout my office, but also going into Sarah's office. So I, you know, alarmed, I've contacted the maintenance folks. They came in, inspected, immediately brought industrial sized fans to dry things out, and brought a ServPro technicians the following morning to take measurements to see where the leaks or the seepage is coming through. They used all kinds of gadgets to determine the moisture spots, and they discovered them. And they also looked for any mold. They did not discover mold at that time. So it looks, and from what I'm being told, that it's likely related to all the rains that we've had. Regardless, they want to open up the wall along our western side, so it's the western wall. We're not praying to that wall, but that's where it's located, and that's where they will remove 5 feet of sheetrock to look what's going on, to locate the actual sources of the leak or leaks, and then treat everything and remediate. This will be a multi-stage process. Tomorrow, vendors are coming in to move all our furnishings and workstations. They're already emptied, and all our belongings of affected workstations are already packaged. So they'll move everything. And on Monday, ServPro and its crew will come and open up the wall, do the remediation. That will probably take a good chunk of next week. Following that, they will, they meaning DAS, is looking to hire a contractor who will do the actual sealing or resealing of the wall on the interior, and then patch everything up and, you know, make it look like a normal office. That may also entail exterior work. There is certainly some issue with proper drainage on the outside because of the soil. The soil is saturated, obviously. So there has to be proper drainage for that, and they have to anticipate some heavy rains. So this will be a multi-week, if not multi. I'm more optimistic than Dina. We've talked about it, but it will take some time. So we've, in the meantime, we've suspended our in-office services. We posted a notice on our website. And folks, for example, the lobbying community, well, legislative session is, there's one special session next week for one day, limited purpose, but the activity to obtain badges is presently, I mean, that's quiet on that front. So we'll mail out badges if one is requested. And we'll respond to inquiries by phone and email. We'll revert to telework starting tomorrow. I'll actually inform the staff by email, but we'll, and I've already made that note that next week we'll be teleworking because of ServPro working on our office space. And we'll see where we go from there. As far as you know, the length of this process, I honestly don't know beyond next week what will happen. It all depends on how quickly DAS can procure a contractor to do this work and for them to actually complete it. So I'll keep everyone posted, including the board, on this process. But it is disruptive. Fortunately, we have the ability to telework. All our computers for the affected stations have been transferred to the conference room, and Al and Ann will be actually working from the conference room pretty much every day, because they have to provide services not only to us, but also to Freedom of Information Commission. And I will roommate with Brian in his office.
That office came with strings, Brian, just so you know.
Oh, yeah, I know. You had a big plastic sheet.
So, and again, well, in terms of our board operations, our meetings, that's unaffected. We'll meet here physically in this conference room. Whenever the board meets, but in terms of our actual office space, that's under construction. So I'll be happy to answer any questions. I mean, right now, and then I'll jump to other updates. But on the construction or remediation, yes, it's extremely frustrating. We thought we were settling in here, but I never know. At least on the lighter side, our great security guy, person, Orfori, who sits on the other side of our close proximity, I think yesterday asked me, "Oh, are you playing Noah these days?" I told him I'm building an ark. So, so at least a little bit of humor or levity will help us here. All right, moving on.
I have a question. I just
sure.
have a suggestion.
Yeah.
I think you owe Brian a coffee, a donut, a muffin every day for as long as you have to move into this space.
Rental thing.
Hooking you up a little bit, just something.
I've asked ServPro to give me a big piece of plastic so I can quarantine Peter in the corner.
Permissible.
Oh, it's, well, you know, the good thing is, I'm not going to, I don't want to spoil him too much. all right. Maybe this will be a good. That's true. Having heavy rains this weekend, ServPro will have the ability to, once they open up the wall
right,
on Monday, they may be able to spot the.
Or you could be driving by and see your desk floating by.
You say they're going to go 5 feet up on the sheetrock.
Yes, from the floor.
Why aren't they just replacing the whole sheet so you
exactly.
don't see that seam there when they
right.
place it
Thank
together?
Thank you.
Get some wainscoting.
A
chair rail.
A chair rail. Yeah.
They'll be removing the carpet. And
is it carpet tile or is it broadloom?
Carpet.
Tile?
No, carpet.
Squares.
Yeah, squares.
Like
carpet tiles, like it's like.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes, I think so, yeah.
If it's carpet tile, it's better, they should have some reserves, so the dye lots are the same. Otherwise, you're gonna have to get a little area rug to put over the.
Showing off. She is showing off.
Yes, honey. Yes, you do law, I do design. Yes, she's getting into redesigning.
There you go.
Oh, wait, I'm an independent contractor.
That's right, so, yeah, you know, I'll keep you posted.
Oh, please, if I can help in any way.
And you've posted a note on the website telling the public that the office is not open for business, I mean, physically open.
Physically, correct, yeah.
For in-person services.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, moving on, a couple personnel notes. I want to extend my congratulations to Cheryl for being reappointed by the House Minority Leader.
Thank you.
So Cheryl will commence her next term on October 1st.
Yes. I don't need a new picture though, right? I like the older one.
No, you're good. You're good.
Otherwise, she's not staying.
Deal breaker. Makes a difference. I'm too glad to hear that. Yeah, this is true, but I didn't have my face done. Okay, enough.
So again, we're happy to have you back for the next term. And as of September 1, Jen Montgomery is officially in the legal division as Associate General Counsel. And as Sarah pointed out, in addition to her legal duties, Jen will be assisting her with education efforts, including updates to our publications and so on. We also concluded our job announcement period for of 3 weeks for a staff attorney position in the enforcement division. We've received 42 applications, and we're in the process of reviewing those applications. Because DAS requires a 2-week appeals period for anyone who's been rejected outright for lack of necessary qualifications, we're in the midst of that appeals period. So I anticipate the actual interviews will occur during the second week of October. We'll see. I'm not sure about next month, but certainly by November, I'll be able to introduce someone to you, our new attorney in the enforcement division. Freedom of Information Commission is holding its annual conference on October 20th. It's been the last conference they held was in 2019. Because of the pandemic, they've suspended their conference, and it's held again. Number of staff members are attending. I would welcome if any board members are interested in attending the conference. I will send you an email with a link to the actual conference information that's available on the Freedom of Information Commission website. But it's being held on the 20th of October from 8 till 2 in Haddam at the River House at Goodspeed Station. So it's right in close proximity to right by the river, actually, right there. It's a very interesting conference, especially for anyone who's interested in application of freedom of information laws. And so if you're interested, please, and I will note that in an email, if you could let me know and submit your registration, which I will provide you with a link to it by next Friday, so we can submit kind of one registration with the Freedom of Information Commission and cover the fee. But again, I'll provide additional info in the email just to let you know about that. And finally, COGL Conference, as you know, will be held in Kansas City this year, from December 3rd until the 6th. The deadline to register is Friday, October 27th, and the discounted room rate is available till Monday, November 13th. So October 27th is the deadline to register. November 13th is the discounted room rate. A number of us are planning to go. I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have regarding COGL. You can call me at your convenience. That's all I have. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
How do they pick these destinations?
That's
Kansas.
Mark, you may.
They do have a formula that they use, and I think part of the formula is they go to Canada every 3 years. They try to stick to mainly mid-markets for financial purposes. So you won't often see them in Boston or New York. There have been, and then they try to both go to the coast and then also go to the
heartland,
so to speak. So they use a chat bot to figure out AI how to. There's some kind of formula they use, and it seems to work out. But
ChatGPT.
They have good barbecue in Kansas City, so
Mark serves on the he's on the program committee.
Great programming this year too. So
weekend weekday. Is there an NFL game going on?
The Chiefs are away.
Are there direct flights to Kansas City from Hartford?
From Hartford? I don't think so. From New York, yeah. Yes.
It's gonna be a good conference. I'll say that.
All right. Any questions for Peter? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't think we need either a closed or an executive session. So,
wow.
Oh, public comment. Thank you. Now will be the public comment portion of our meeting. I had a list. So, oh, here it is. Okay, it's the public comment portion of the meeting. I'll be silent and let anyone from, well, there's no one online and there's no one here in the office, so, but I'll still be silent for a moment. Well, hearing no public comment, now I can say that we don't need an executive session or a closed session. Michelle, what will I do without you?
Well, that's the one thing that I did as vice chair.
All right, folks, I just need a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned, folks. We'll see you next month. We'll be less rowdy and rocky.
Oh, no.